880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, welcome to another edition of Freed on Business. I do love that intro. I am so glad the guy that wrote that is such a genius. Today's show is going to be terrific. We're going to start with our listener emails. Then we're going to do a little bit on the Florida retail real estate market update. I spent a few days up in Orlando with 3,500 of my closest friends talking retail real estate. I'll give you my impressions. We'll talk with Adam Taub. We'll go over SEO maximization, search engine optimization maximization. We'll have the Data Corp spotlight on Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Excellent. And we'll also have our executive wellness segments with Mike Kwan and Dr. Victor Franks. This week, Mike is going to talk about breaking out of the fitness plateau, and I'm just starting to reach my plateau, so Mike's going to have to get me to break out of that. And then Victor's going to talk about the positives and negatives of salt. Sounds exciting. And like I said, Adam will be talking about search engine optimization. I'm going to do some ranting at the end. I've got some good stuff planned for that. Let's get right to it with some listener emails.
Now, where you been, baby? You've got mail.
Hey, Jim, what's going on?
Hey, Matt, how you doing, bud?
Oh, I'm great, great. Ready to rock this town. Let's go.
Ready to rock and roll. Give it to me, buddy.
Derek,
give it to me.
Derek from Miramar. He says he's a realtor. We've been making some home sales. But he just read that 2011 could be the worst year ever for home sales nationally. What do you say to that?
Well, you know, it's unfortunate, but you're right. New sales of newly built homes may be actually at their lowest sales level, the worst year since 1963, which is when records began being kept. This, of course, is as per the Associated Press. There's all kinds of things that are weighing down the sale of new homes. But the most important thing is the fact that there are no loans out there that seem to be available for the home buyer. So if you can get a loan, go get your home. I'd suggest getting pre-qualified for a loan if you could find a home to buy that you like. So go out, find your community banker or your residential mortgage broker. Get pre-qualified for a loan if you can, and then go home shopping. Don't spend all that time home shopping, because the horror stories of permanent mortgages for real buyers, RESPA protected in their homes, it's a bad thing. It's not easy to get. So that's one of the reasons why new home sales are at a real low level this year. Another reason, the competition, all the foreclosures that are out there. Most people would like to live in a new home, but sometimes the foreclosures are in a closer-in neighborhood. So maybe you get a cheap price on the foreclosure and you do a little home rebuilding and remodeling. That may be another reason why the home sales are declining to their lowest level since 1963 as far as new housing stock. I hope that answers your question, Derek. Hit me again, Matt.
So in other words, just to recap, you're saying that they should do some pre-work before they go out and buy that home. I mean, it's like just be advanced, right? Be prepared.
Well, I was a Boy Scout.
That's the way to do it.
There you go.
All right, let's go on.
Habla conmigo, señor.
Who is Sarita?
Sarita?
Is that her name? She's in Miami. Hey, Sarita,
I don't know. I just get the emails.
I just don't. I'm used to seeing Sarah, but not Sarita.
Well, my wife has a cousin, Sarita, so maybe that's her. Okay. Hi, Sarita.
Well,
what do you want to know?
Give a shout out.
Hey.
She wants to know, is it getting better out there? You know, because she wants to know if there are more foreclosures coming out in the residential area.
Well, all I could tell you is that we have foreclosure defense attorneys that are calling us and asking us to get on our program. So I guess business is picking up for them. I can only tell you that if you've been served with legal papers, the bank has a lawyer. You're in a business deal with the bank. You've got a contractual obligation. You better get yourself a lawyer. There are more foreclosures coming. I think that we haven't seen the end. I know that there's a number of people that have been hanging on and they're just going to throw in the towel. We've seen very high profile people start doing strategic defaults, which to me is the bane of my existence. Juan is very angry about the strategic defaults. In fact, Juan is a decorated veteran, and he came back with military hardware. So if any of you are going to strategic default, please call in and let us know, and we'll send Juan over there. He'll make sure you change your mind. But the reality is that there are more foreclosures that are going to be coming to the market. That plays into the guy's question. Derek, what was his name? Derek from Miramar. Derek from Miramar asked about the fact that the home sales were low. And, yeah, there's going to be more foreclosures. It's interesting to note that there's been finally a little bit of a switch in Dade County, at least, where it appears as though the percentage of condominiums being sold is declining versus existing homes, which is a lot healthier for our economy, because I would have to believe that your standard family, your person that's looking to be a long-term resident, is looking to buy a home and build a family. And it's good to see that there are more homes selling. The problem, though, is that there aren't a lot of loans available for the home buyers in general. If you can go out and get qualified, go out and help American buy a home. What else you got for me, Matt?
You would think that the banks would offer some money out there, especially for their own inventory of foreclosures, right?
You mean seller financing?
I mean, it,
God forbid.
The bank.
That's how they moved properties in the last recession. But right now, I think that the banks are terrified. I think that they believe that the regulators will come in and they'll mark their loans down if they're not appropriately done. So that's the issue. What else you got for me, Matt?
Okay, Ashley in Orlando. Hey,
thank you for listening. Yeah, I don't know if I met Ashley, but Ashley, if I did, hey, nice to hear from you.
She says she's had it. She's under such pressure with her bills. She said she's cutting back and paying off credit cards and hunkering down.
Well, that may be good for you, but that isn't necessarily good for America. The level of debt that people are carrying across the country has continued to decline. And in fact, mortgage credit card late payments are at a 17-year low, according to the AP again. But the fact that people are trying to pay down their debt is a good thing. The problem, and I wish our government would start doing it, but individual consumers have the same issue as the government, or our economy has the same issue. And that's that we need the government and the consumers to start spending, because if the consumers don't start spending, then our economy is going to continue to languish. It's a very difficult cycle to break, but we need consumer confidence to rise. We need spending to rise. The problem is that many consumers have lack of confidence because either their hours have been cut, somebody they know has hours been cut, they're underemployed, somebody may be unemployed. It's still a very difficult world out there. So I feel for you, Ashley, and I hear you. But please, if you have to, please, at least the number one thing I can advise you to do is pay down your debt. There is nothing better than saying, I am debt free. I have control of my life. So go get him, Ashley.
Awesome. Now, hey, Penny.
Penny from Boca, I guess. Okay.
Look at this. She wants to know why there's no cooking segment this week with me.
Well, Penny, I could lie to you, but the real reason is because Matt didn't get me his segment information in time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, Matt. But we'll have Matt's cooking segment. We'll be back next week. We're going to talk about steaks.
I love steak.
Okay, we're talking about steaks.
Who doesn't like steak?
We're going to talk about red meat, Penny, so make sure you listen in next week, dear. Now, what do you got for me next?
Terry in Hollywood. We got, he's a realtor, and he keeps losing sales because of the appraisals. So borrowers have some cash and good credit, but the appraisals keep killing the deals. What is he supposed to do?
He's supposed to keep trying, and he's supposed to jawbone the appraisers. And you should talk to the banks that you're working with and ask them to reevaluate their appraisers, because the appraisers don't have transactions to benchmark off of. So they're having a very difficult time making their value judgments and adjustments. And if they're doing it off of foreclosures and valuing your non-distressed sale versus a foreclosure, you're going to get a very low value vis-a-vis the foreclosure. And you need to be able to jawbone or convince the appraiser that it's not a comparable sale, or that if he wants to use the foreclosure, that he has to make an adjustment to reflect the fact that that is not a true market quality sale, but it is in fact a market transaction. And this split in perspective is what's causing the problem. And perhaps we'll get our friend Todd Jones, the gentleman that teaches appraisal at the University of Florida, on the show sometime in the future to talk about the problems with appraisals. In fact, I'm going to do that. Juan, do we have any more time? We are done. I don't even get to talk about the ICSE. Well, the ICSE show is great. Retail is coming back. We'll have more with Hugo and Big Brothers and Big Sisters after this short break. Hi, this is Jim Fried. Need help with your commercial real estate financing? How about some home equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, office, healthcare, hospitality. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
Hi, this is Jim Fried, and we're back with another Data Corp sponsored segment. This week, we've got Big Brothers and Big Sisters with Mr. Gail Nelson. Gail, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
Now, Gail, I heard you just got a promotion. What's your new job over there?
I'm Senior Vice President and been with the agency for about 5 years now. We're excited about serving the kids and families in this community.
Well, I know a lot of good things about Big Brothers and Big Sisters. I have lots of friends that volunteer their time, and I know that Hugo's got some great questions he wants to ask you. Hugo, you're up.
Gail, thank you for being with us today. Could you share some of the things that maybe folks who know the organization really don't know about the organization?
Most people, Hugo, when they think of Big Brothers, Big Sisters, they think of the younger child. And we've been serving children ages 5 to 18 for over 50 years here in Miami-Dade County. And what people probably don't know is that we have specialized programs outside of just the volunteer picking the child up from home and taking them out for an outing. We have school-based mentoring where the volunteer goes into the school, is matched, and they visit the child one hour per week. And we also have high school programming where high school students are matched in a corporate setting, and they're mentored once a month. So those are the quick did-you-knows about Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Wow, that sounds great, Gail, especially the corporate mentoring, because on our show, we're all about careers, not jobs. And I think that if somebody has a mentor in high school, they're well on their way to a high-paying career. Hugo, ask another one, bud.
So, Gail, tell us a little bit about how the community can get involved. Obviously, the first thing that comes to mind is dollars and cents. But besides having the ability to contribute from the pocket, how else can we contribute?
I think it's twofold. Big Brothers Big Sisters is a donor and volunteer-supported organization. And so when you think of folks giving of their time, whether it's in the community-based program twice a month or giving of their time 1 hour a week in a school or once a month at their workplace, it costs $51,000 to incarcerate a child in the state of Florida.
Wow, that's a thought I don't even want to have, Gail.
But when you think of Jim and Hugo, $1,500 annually to have a child in a one-to-one relationship. So mentoring is a good investment. So it's so important that the community, whether through their time or through giving, to support a match, it's so important. And we have something that's very exciting to increase awareness.
Now, what's coming up that's going to increase awareness?
Crispin Port and Bogusky, a PR firm in Coconut Grove, is sponsoring a massive movement. And we're going to have a launch on September 10th during the Art Walk. And there's a VIP reception at 6 p.m.
Okay, now where's the Art Walk and where's the reception?
It's going to take place at the Collins Building right in the Design District.
Oh, great.
And at 6 p.m., we will make sure we provide the information via email in terms of just letting Hugo know exactly so they can post on their website, and we'll send that out. But it's a great opportunity to hear about what Crispin Port and Bogusky are doing and also just learning more about Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Well, that sounds like a great event. I can't wait to hear more about it, and we'll make sure we let our listeners know, too. So keep tuned for what's coming up with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Hugo, let's have another question.
Well, great, Gail. It sounds like they've got a great leader through your presence. So how can we help in terms of helping your board I mean, are there any opportunities for folks to explore joining your board to be able to bring their strength to the table?
I think that's a wonderful thing. Our board of directors is one of the most powerful entities because they open the doors in terms of not only bringing donors to the table, but the time that they give in terms of helping start new programs. So we're always looking for corporate professionals who have influence in the community to join our board of directors.
Now, wait a minute, Gail. You still haven't told us what you got promoted to.
Well, Senior Vice President, I did answer that question.
Oh, you did,
Jim.
Answer that question.
It's about the kids as opposed to me.
Oh, Gail, you are too perfect for this job. Now, Gail, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and learn more about Big Brothers and Big Sisters, how do they do that?
My email address is gnelson@bbsmiami.org or at 305-644-0066, and would love to talk to folks about being a donor, being a volunteer, or maybe even interest in our board of directors.
Now, Hugo, you got more questions. I know you. You're a king of questions. Give me another one.
Absolutely. So when you look at the economy, how has the economy impacted your organization, either, not in the most positive way, but possibly even positive, folks wanting to give back?
The focus on getting people to support mentoring, when they realize that we can involuntarily give to support corrections, if you will. I mean, kids will commit crimes. The demand for our services has increased drastically. And so we have children who can't afford to be, their families can't afford to be in aftercare. So we lose that child. They have to go home and support the family. So economically, the transients of Miami coupled with families really struggling. So the shortage of volunteers is specifically men. Women volunteer at a rate of 3 to 1 compared to men. So when you have that little boy whose mom or grandma's challenge to have not only a role model, but to meet the basic needs, that therefore the demand for our services has just increased dramatically.
Excellent. Oh, and that's great to hear. Do you collaborate with any other charitable organizations that focuses children as well?
It's all about partnerships. We look forward to working with, we've worked successfully in the past with the American Heart Association. We work with Take Stock in Children. We've worked with communities in schools. There is no charitable organization that we will not work with. And we look to have those strategic partnerships to leverage, as opposed to competing with one another. It can be a win-win, and we look forward to that.
Now, on our show, like I said earlier, we're about careers, not just jobs. So in these mentorships and business relationships, are you having them with biotech companies and technology companies, people that are on the cutting edge of the future? It seems to me like a lot of young people might be interested in that.
One of the things, Jim, that is one of the most innovative things that we've done is our partnership with the school district. There's a section within the school district headed by Nikolai Vitti, the assistant superintendent, called Education Transformation Office. And they have career academies in the various schools, in the lowest performing schools. And some of the emerging industries, as you spoke of, biotechnical industries, we have an opportunity now through our workplace mentoring program to target those students. And if we have the company step to the plate and say, we're willing to give you some of our employees, at least we would ask for at least 10 employees. We can match those children in those career academies at those specific workplaces. So the opportunity is there.
Wow, that sounds great, Gail. We're kind of running up against the clock here. What would you like to leave us with as a parting thought? And then I'd like to make sure that we got your contact information again.
My parting thought would be everybody can do something. Imagine if every child graduated from high school, if every child went on, whether it's vocational, technical school, or even college. That would start something in Miami-Dade County. And I need everyone that's listening to either be a donor or volunteer, get their company involved, because we can start something together.
We can start something wonderful together. Actually, I think it's keeping something wonderful going. Now, again, Gail, if somebody wanted to reach out to you, how do they do it, by email or telephone?
My email address again is gnelson@bbbsmiami.org, and the phone number is 305-644-0066. We hope to have some folks come out to the Art Walk and really support Crispin Porter and Boguski and Big Brothers Big Sisters September 10th, starting at 6 p.m.
Well, Gail, this is Hugo Perez thanking you for giving us an incredible opportunity and priceless chance to learn more about Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and looking forward to adding value through your leadership.
Thank you.
All right, Hugo and Gail, thanks for joining us on the show. We'll be right back after this short break with more Freedom Business. Stay right there.
Buying insurance has become as easy as point and click. However, knowing what is right for you individually or for your company can be extremely challenging. Matthew Gold and Corporate Benefit Planning are here to help. Matthew's team has over 30 years of insurance experience. Matthew and his team of experts will be glad to review what your needs are, what your status is, or just answer any questions you may have. Arrange a free evaluation now. You'll be glad you did. Call Matthew Gold at Corporate Benefit Planning at 305-215-7881 now for your free evaluation.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. We ran out of time when I was doing emails a little bit earlier, so let's go over what happened at the ICSC for just a second here. The ICSC typically at the peak years was having about 6,000 people attending. This year, about 3,500 attended. Last year, only about 2,000 attended. So attendance was up about 1,500 people. So that was good. A good economic indicator for retail development is the number of people waiting to speak to the smaller tenants at the show. There weren't a lot of people waiting to speak to the tenants. That was unfortunate. It kind of indicated that development might be put off for a while. Everybody was up there looking for a deal. Very few people had a deal. Many people were still talking about the deals that they were trying to do last year. So there is continuing emphasis to getting transactions done. There is financing available for the right projects. And since we're here in Southeast Florida in Dade and Broward counties, it's actually the best retail market in the state. So here in Southeast Florida, things are good. As you cross about the middle part of Broward County, occupancy starts going down, and you'll start to also see some of the larger shopping centers having what may become permanent vacancies. So there'll be a need for certain people to come forward and redevelop these shopping centers and not necessarily back as shopping centers. They may be made smaller in size. They'll be more creative in the way that they're redeveloped. They may have other components in there. And what's the hottest property type in retail right now? Good, solid credit, triple net deals. So that's a little bit of the taste of what we heard up at the ICSC in Orlando this week. We'll be back maybe a little bit if we have some time later in the show before the rant. We may talk about it a little bit again. But right now, we've got Lolly Green, MSW, on the phone. Lolly, how are you? My master's in social work.
Doing great, Jim. And you, how are you?
I'm doing super duper. Always upbeat when I'm talking to you.
Okay.
What have you got for us this week?
Okay. Well, we all know the old song about give me the simple life. But, you know, the world used to be very simple. But who remembers taking a long walk on a wooded path or hearing birds chirp or smelling flowers bursting open on a pleasant day? Probably not many of us. And what greets us as we start our day nowadays may be a faint, far-off train whistle, sound of traffic, horns, loud motor sounds.
No, the beep, beep, beep of the garbage truck is my favorite.
Oh, yeah. The hustle bustle of a city, that's what it's called.
Or the honk of the jerk that's not letting me merge in front of him because he has to get to where he's going 2 seconds faster.
Correct. Okay, well, the air is filled with dust. Itchy eyes are irritated from the polluted air around us, and we hear the clang of a cell phone warning us something is coming at us. That's what today is all about.
Well, that sounds like a very stressful environment, and in fact, it is.
Right. All that activity and irritation spells stress. And we each have our own personal experience of what our day will bring, but we rarely find ourselves surrounded by things that soothe us. Instead, we get pulled or pushed into some sort of challenge. Is this all bad? Heck no, but more than a little bit of these stresses is really more than we want to experience. So let's think about the things we can control.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, since most of these stressors are just there, while the sounds around us are clanging or screeching, we do have our earbuds, those little cute things we put in our ears, and we have to have it at a comfortable volume level, by the way, and we can play a soft song or hear a symphony if that's what we like, instead of suffering with all that noise. We can do that when we're away from our jobs. And at work, what can we do to tame the stress and negativity around us? Well, we can't put on earbuds and shut out the stress, but we can make a contribution to reduce it. We can make sure that our reaction to the turmoil is to stay low-key, keep our voice tone gentle. And even if we want to shout, hold back that idea and change the intensity with our response. Words we use can make the difference. Oh, really? Instead of a defensive reply. That gives us some time to process the issue and come up with something different and productive.
That sounds like real good advice.
Okay, now the stress that was so negative can actually direct us to a creative, productive result. At the very least, we'll feel better, and others in our environment will not be upset. Instead, they will get positive feedback and encouragement.
Well, that's excellent advice. What's the bottom line?
So that's what we can do. And what's really important about it is we feel empowered. We know that there is something we can do, something simple that can bring great results.
It sounds terrific. And, you know, we've only got a minute left. So what I'd like to say is I think that people need to go out there. They need to take control of their life. And I think that if they can take control of their life, it'll help them reduce the stress just by taking control. What do you think?
Absolutely on the money. Sounds like it's my plan put in your words, and it comes out very well.
All right. You're the best. Now go out and teach those ladies a thing or two at the Mahjong game. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right. That was Lolly Green, Masters of Social Work, here on Freed on Business, teaching us how to take the stress a little bit out of our life. Now that you're stress-free, we're going to have Mike Kwan teach you how to be all fit. This week, Mike is going to tell us about breaking out of the fitness plateau. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. So, Mike, tell me what we got to know about breaking through the plateau. I know that myself, I just have broken through in my workout and started to be able to do the exercises with the right form, and it really, really made my morning this morning.
Oh, that's good. That's great to hear. You know, we all get to a point where we just seem to kind of coast along and do the same thing, go through the same motions every day. Sometimes I see that, you know, with certain people, they come in and do the same exercises in the exact same order, and they've done it for ages, and that tends to lead to a lot of boredom, I'm sure, for those people. And sometimes, I think most importantly, I'm sure they're not getting any results.
Really? Why wouldn't you get results? Because I've done the same kind of exercise routine for a long time, and at least you're burning out at least you're burning up calories. Juan, thank you so much for the big sign that I could read. But I do notice that when we work out, you try to vary the exercises and vary the workout, and that's what's getting me my progress.
I think it's always about your body is going to get an adaption to anything that you put onto it, any sort of stress that you put onto it. So if you do it the same exact way, your body's just going to say, oh, I've done this before.
Here it comes again.
This is the easiest thing that I can do without burning any sort of calories. And That's basically it.
Oh, Mike, you're going to make your life difficult. Now you're going to have to give me two or three separate workout routines. But so I guess that old habits are hard to break, but that's how I remember early in the morning.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, I remember a couple of years ago in the gym, I've seen this old guy come in. With
An old guy like me.
Not like you, but he did come in with a full-on pastel suit. From the 1980s, I guess, and he basically
It a leisure suit?
It was like one of those windbreaker suits, and
a members only suit.
It was like a members only suit.
You were five back then, Mike.
Yeah, I was born in 81. So.
There you go. You were.
he came in and basically did a jazzercise type exercise, and I see him every Saturday at 10 a.m. and he'd do the exact same thing, and I don't really think he got anything out of that except for what he remembered from 20 years ago.
Well, you want to know something, though? Probably made the guy comfortable. At least he was doing something.
Right.
But what you're doing is you're telling me that I got to have multiple routines so that my body's always stressed and I'm not doing the same thing. And so I finally get what you're doing when you're breaking my chops on Saturday. And oh, by the way, if you want to see what I look like when Mike is killing me, go to Mike's blog or go look up on our Facebook site, Freedom Business Facebook, and you'll see it. It's right there. But Mike, so what do I got to do next?
Well, it's a type of training, and it's called periodization, where you're switching up your workouts every 3 to 4 weeks. And if you're a pretty avid workout person, I would change it up pretty much every week. And here's some tips that you can do. Basically, you want to, first off, increase your intensity. And if you're not out of breath after a workout, then you're really not working hard enough. So push yourself out of your comfort zone, because we tend to fall into a rhythm and end up, you know, never really getting out of that cycle. So, you know, don't worry, though. You know, there is a lot of hope out there. You know, all you have to do is change up your intensity. Second thing to do is if you are pushing yourself and you're still not really seeing any results, you have to change your diet, because that's 80% of what it takes to really change your body.
Now, that's interesting, because everybody's all over my case because I lost the 40 pounds. They go, oh, you must have been working out like an animal. I didn't even work out once because I was injured, but I changed my diet. So you're telling me that 80% of the weight loss can be directly tied to diet, and that would be something confirmed by my personal experience.
Yeah, especially. It's the diet that counts, and then it's the workout that keeps you there at that.
Yeah, well, that's the way we
maintaining your weight.
Well, that's the way we did it. We lost the weight, and then we went and we found you because we needed to have a fitness guru, and Victor left town for the summer.
Yeah.
Victor, come back. Victor, come back. But now we're going to team Victor up with Mike. It's going to be a great team.
Yeah,
all right, Mike, so what are some other tips for me?
Well, next thing you can do is just commit to learning a new technique. This really confuses your body and challenges you to push outside of your comfort zone. Working out the same way, like I said, just hurts you in the long run because your body adapts. So, you know, once that plateau is reached, change it up, learn a new technique, and you'll be able to break out of your rut.
Yeah, because what I had usually done is that I keep track. I think most people that are as crazy as I am, they make their workout schedule up. They put it on a piece of paper. They put the date there. They write what they're doing on that date. They write how many times they did it. And then they think they made progress when they increased the number. And what you're telling me is that when I'm increasing the number, the real reason I'm increasing the number is because I reached a plateau and I'm actually so efficient at the workout that I'm not getting a workout.
Correct.
Well, then we need to change it up. Now, what are some of your favorite exercises that people just don't do enough of, Mike?
I really like plyometrics, where you're just jumping around and trying to jump onto, you know, different platforms at the different heights.
So that's like guys that we watch, the people that are doing aerobics, and that's what you're talking about. They're talking up and down on them stairs and stuff.
In a way, it is, but it's not really just stepping up and waving around. It really. You're jumping about, you know, 20-something inches off the air or
wow.
off the ground and, you know, landing on a different platform, and some of them are even up to 50 inches.
Are we going to get into doing some of that down the road after you start getting me in shape?
Maybe.
Oh, that we'll sounds see. Really exciting. What are some other good exercises that people can do at home to help them break their routine? What would be your favorite thing to add in that people wouldn't think about?
I really like to do the it's called the speed skater, and you've seen in the Winter Olympics where the speed skaters are moving side to side with their legs.
Right.
You can do that in a way just with your bare feet, or even just
on carpet.
Well, not really sliding, but you can hop over to that right side and then hop back over to the left side. There is another piece of equipment that is a smooth surface.
Right, I've seen them do that.
You stand on it, and you can slide back and forth, but you can do that without sliding, but you're actually jumping from side to side.
Now, Mike, if somebody wants to get some more information on your activities, find your blog, find you, how would they do that?
You can reach me on my cell phone. It's 972-978-7846, or just go to my website, and that's www.siphonfitness.com, and you can go on there and like my Facebook page, Twitter,
Yeah, you're very socially networked. We're all connected. We're all connected with Mike over here on the show. We hope that you'll connect with Mike too. Mike has been working me out at my gym and finding success there with other folks that are watching me work out with Mike, and they're being attracted. And Mike is picking up some more people that live in my building. His practice is growing rapidly. We're going to team him up with Dr. Victor Franks real shortly, and they're going to provide us with a powerful executive wellness team. Mike, if people want to get you one more time, the numbers, the email, then we're going to be out of here.
It's 972-978-7846, or go to www.siphonfitness.com, and there you go.
Oh, that sounds great. Mike, as always, thanks for being on the show with us today. We'll be right back with Dr. Victor Franks after this short message.
Pushing. Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650. Or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
I feel so good. Victor Franks must be on the other end of the line. Are you out there on the mountaintop, Dr. Franks?
I am out here indeed.
All right, and I got a feeling we're going to talk about something that's elemental and basic to every human being. That's salt.
That is correct, sir.
What do you got for me, Dr. Franks?
I'll tell you, over the years, I've noticed that salt has become the boogeyman. Out here in Montana, these ranchers, and myself included, we put out salt blocks for the livestock, for the cattle and the horses, and even the wild game. The deer and the elk come by, and they have their fill, and they go on. I don't see the ranchers out there standing with their arms folded telling the animals, you only get one or two licks, and that's it. Now get out of here.
Now wait a minute. When the deer come up, and I mean the antelope come up, and they start playing together, so you're where the deer and the antelope play up?
This is exactly where the deer and the antelope play.
Fabulous, fabulous. you're in heaven. So they don't count how many licks it takes. They just take as much salt as they need, and it ain't one or two licks. So you're trying
exactly.
to tell me that we need salt every day?
Well, just think of Miami. I mean, it's sweltering. You're broiling down there, and just stand outside and you sweat doing nothing. And you're sweating. So think about all that perspiration. You taste it. It's really salty. So you can't just sweat and sweat, especially if you're an athlete and you work out and sweat and never replace the salt. But that's the difference is it depends what kind of salt you're putting back in. There's good salts and there's bad salts.
Yeah, now let's talk about that for a minute because there's products out there on the market and you see the series of different drinks that people get that they advertise. You do this one before you work out. You do this one during the workout. You do this one after the workout. When do I need salt?
Well, especially after you work out. But, you know, a lot of these sports drinks, they almost have too much sugar in them too. So that's a problem. But I just, you know, sticking with just the salt without buying these commercial sports drinks, there are a lot of good salts. But first of all, let's talk about the bad salts. There's the plethora of processed and canned items that are just chock full of salt. And even lunch meats and jerkies and things like that. I mean, there's so much salt in these foods. And even the salt shaker that's on most restaurant tables and most people's homes, it's the processed iodized salt.
Aha, so you got to my wife, and you're the one who told her to start using the sea salt that we grind fresh every day.
I don't know if I did or not. It's true. I mean, the regular iodized sea salt, the iodine is good, of course, because you don't see many goiters these days. But
God forbid I get a goiter.
Yeah, we don't want that.
No.
And, you know, you get that in fish and different seaweeds. Even if you're eating sushi, you're going to get plenty of iodine in the nori seaweed. But this regular salt that you see, because they put anti-caking agents and things that help it pour better, once again, it's processed like so many things. And you want to stay away from processed anything if you can. So, like I said, there's plenty of very tasty salts, and a lot of chefs, especially, you know, good restaurants these days, the chefs are, they use these designer salts.
What do you mean designer salt?
Well, you can, one of my old favorites is Maldon, which you can get at some of these cooking stores or gourmet shops. And
Maldon,
of course,
gourmet cooking.
Yeah, it's like a flat flake. And then
oh, now you just described me a flake.
A different flake.
Okay.
And there's even Hawaiian red salt.
Hawaiian red salt?
Natural clays in it that turn it red, and it's very tasty.
How totally cool. You're going to have to bring some of that by when you come back down here down to South Florida.
Yeah, that's exotic. And then speaking of exotic, is some salt from Bali that they look like mini pyramids or hollow pyramids.
How cool.
Yeah, I've used that before, but actually my favorite, the one I use these days, is from, it's not just sea salt, it's ancient sea salt. It's from these ancient seabeds that are high up in the mountains in Utah, and also I've had it from the Tibetan Plateau as well. So these are millions of years old, and not only do they have salt, but they have all kinds of minerals as well. The stuff from Utah is called Redmond, and that's one of the few that, you know, pours like you what people actually know is, you know, the table salt that you can pour, so that pours out easily, and it's extremely good for you. And remember, one caution, too, is restaurant food, even though, you know, chefs are using some of these designer salts, they tend to get carried away. A lot of my friends are chefs, and they just go crazy with the salt. You know, it's a flavor enhancer, so it does, to a point, makes your food taste even better, but a lot of chefs just get carried away.
Well, then, you know, I've always found that when I was cooking, I didn't want to use a lot of salt because somebody could always add salt. Is there such a thing as something that happens to you if you have too much salt?
Well, too much salt can cause problems. And, you know, the hypertension and high blood, especially if you have high blood pressure, obviously it's good to be careful about your salt intake. But, you know, it's actually going to make your food taste better. But when they say salt to taste, it means you have to taste it first. A lot of people just pour salt all over their food before they even taste it, which is actually an insult to any person who's cooking the food. So much salt, you know, much food already has enough salt in it, but if it doesn't, it helps you enjoy your food more. So don't be so afraid of salt. Just make sure it's the good stuff.
So then the good stuff is what we should focus on, not the bad stuff. What do you got to leave me with this week, Dr. Franks?
As I mentioned last week, celery juice is the best way to stay cool when it's really hot because it's organic NaCl. But I have a little funny anecdote for you, Jim. The Turks and Caicos, which is where a lot of these hurricanes come from, which you guys
No, they just fly through.
Hunkering down.
No, this one missed us, thank God.
I try to keep track. Well, the Turks and Caicos, up to not that long ago, on their national flag, they had igloos. And people looked close and was like, huh, igloos? And what it was, way back when the British flag maker was sent a sketch of this new territory that they had conquered, and they, of course, had these Arctic and Antarctic expeditions as well, so this the only industry they had, because they didn't have tourism back then, the only industry was salt. So I sent back this nice sketch with these piles of salt from the Turks and Caicos, and the British map maker just said, well, obviously those must be pointy igloos, so he put igloos on their national flag. And so until recently, that's what they had.
Well, that's fabulous. Dr. Franks, go back up there on the mountaintop. Go meditate. Pick me some good herbs to make me some good potions for when you come back. And we'll look forward to our session with you again next week, Dr. Victor Franks, Ph.D. in naturopathic medicine. And I feel nice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got it here. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I would. Hey, everybody, ask Dr. Viktor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Viktor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Viktor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Viktor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload and your workout load. Ask Dr. Viktor Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks, that's FRANCS.com, or call him again at 305-975-8748. You'll be glad you did. All right, we're back with our periodic segment with Adam Taub, marketeer extraordinaire. Adam, how are you today?
I am excellent. How about yourself, Jim?
I am doing great. Now, Adam, we've been talking about email marketing for the last few months, and I know that you've got a bunch more tricks in your bag, and I want to talk about them today.
Oh, great. I'd love to talk about them.
All right. Tell me a little bit about what you guys do with SEO. What is SEO, and how does that sort of work in just for a guy's layman terms, not your fancy techno talk?
Well, here's the easiest way to explain it.
Okay.
SEO itself, we really don't do.
Okay.
Instead, what we do is pay-per-click management. And what that means is lots of companies out there want to get in on Google AdWords and using Bing Ads and Yahoo search marketing. Those are the three majors.
Okay.
And they're fairly easy to use. But the biggest issue is managing your budgets and managing the keywords that you're going to be using. And most importantly, being able to track down the fraudulent clicks that you're going to have to pay for when you work in those networks. So what we offer our customers is a very simple program that allows them to have us do their management of their keywords for them and watch out for them as far as fraud, making sure that the clicks that they're paying for is actually real and not machines. And these are all the types of things that we do for people. And the best part is it's only a very small percentage of whatever it is that they spend on those search engines. So, for example, if somebody's spending $1,000 a month on Google AdWords, we're only going to take $100 of that for our fee. So it basically scales with how much they spend. So if they spend very little, they pay very little. If they spend a lot, they still pay a little, but they're paying only a 10% fee of what it is that they actually do. So it's a really valuable tool that we offer. And, you know, it's one of the greatest services that we have, I think.
It seems like what you do is you make somebody's marketing more efficient. So you really are maximizing their dollars for them.
It's not just that. I mean, they're going to save so much just by working with us on the click fraud management. Because one of the biggest things about Google AdWords is that at least 20% of the traffic that goes on that is being paid for by advertisers is fraudulent.
Wow.
And yeah, it's kind of scary. And unless you know how to detect click fraud, you're going to be paying for it no matter what. And you have to have an advocate on your side, which we would be that advocate, that would fight to have that stuff, you having to not pay for it. So in a case, we call those click credits. So if you're paying, let's say, 50 cents a click, which nowadays is actually not very much.
Wow.
And, you know, let's say that that's going to add up pretty quickly. Let's say that you get 10 clicks a day that are fraudulent, where you're going to spend $5 a day on fake clicks. Our platform allows you to track that, and we will fight on your behalf in order to make sure that you don't have to pay for those.
Now, if somebody's out there and they're using Google Ads clicks and all those other fancy terms you threw out there, they know what they are. How do they get a hold of you, Adam?
Well, it's real simple. Visit our website. They can visit us at www.estrellamarketing.com. That's E-S-T-R-E-L-A marketing.com. Or, of course, they can just call us, 866-378-7352.
Now, you've also been helping our show get traction in the market by doing your opt-in email marketing. How's that been going?
It's been going great. Like we were sharing, actually, I think the next 2 weeks we'll be having a meeting face-to-face, and we're going to be talking about that a little bit and talking about how we're going to integrate more into your website and what you're doing there. But it continues to grow. Your audience continues to grow. It's a nice thing to see because a lot of times you get some drop-off when you're doing campaigns for a long period of time like we've been doing for you. But in your case, since we're promoting viewership, we're actually getting more traction on it, which I think is really good. I mean, it's a nice thing to see.
Well, that's great. It's always nice to see that people like what you're doing, and it's great to have teammates like you to help me do it. Again, Adam, if people want to get a hold of you and have the success with you the way we've had success in growing our business with you, how would they do that?
Real simple. Just have them visit our website at estrellamarketing.com. That's E-S-T-R-E-L-A marketing.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-378-7352.
Well, all I can do is give a testimonial that you're easy to work with, that you give great service, and that we've seen an increase in our business and our visibility thanks to your efforts. Thank you so much, as always, Adam Taub, for coming on the show and being part of our team.
Well, thank you, Jim.
All right. We'll be right back after this with the wrap-up of the show, maybe a little more ICSC talk and a rant or two.
Today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
Buying insurance has become as easy as point and click. However, knowing what is right for you individually or for your company can be extremely challenging. Matthew Gold and Corporate Benefit Planning are here to help. Matthew's team has over 30 years of insurance experience. Matthew and his team of experts will be glad to review what your needs are, what your status is, or just answer any questions you may have. Arrange a free evaluation now. You'll be glad you did. Call Matthew Gold at Corporate Benefit Planning at 305-215-7881 now for your free evaluation.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
All right, we're here with the end, the fourth quarter, the end of the show, the best part as far as I'm concerned, but then it's my show. We're going to do a little bit more feedback on the ICSC. For those of you that missed it up at the top of the show or in the middle, I went to the Orlando Shopping Center Convention. There's about 6,000 people that have attended in peak years. Last year it was down to about 2,000. This year there was about 3,500. I'd say the activity was somewhat subdued, but it was still active. There are transactions that are going on. South Florida, Dade and Broward counties are probably the two best counties for retail right now in the state of Florida as far as occupancy and revenues go. It'll be interesting to see how some of the new centers are redeveloped because a lot of the older centers have way too much small tenant space. Many of those tenants today have business models that are flawed or won't work anymore, at least at the level that they need to have to pay the rent. The product type that's probably most in favor right now is triple net deals because you can evaluate the location and the credit and then base your payment options on that. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to go into a little bit of the rants, the kind of things that get me going. First of all, today being a real bad rainy day, I got something to tell you out there. If you're driving out there and it's rainy, don't push the person in front of you. Don't cut them off. Drive like a normal human being. Everybody will be better off for it. On one of these rainy days or on one of these Fridays when you're in a hurry, realize that the accident you cause or could cause to somebody else will just slow you down. So please, everybody, be civil out there. We talk about it regularly, but on a rainy day, it's really, really important. The next thing I have a problem with is people that spread negativity. It's tough enough out there, but we don't need anybody telling us that it's tough out there. We need them telling us that it's going to be okay, that it's going to be better, that if you put one foot in front of the other, you're going to find that job or career that you're looking for. Go out there and make it happen, but don't be negative. If you're negative, I'm cutting you out of my life. The other thing that gets me going is, why don't people mentor people? We had the folks on from Big Brothers and Big Sisters earlier on in the show. And if you get the chance, you should go out and be a big brother or a big sister to somebody that doesn't have a role model. And if you can't be a big brother or a big sister, get involved in your school or university that you went to and become a mentor. Find somebody that you can give advice to, because the most valuable thing that you can donate to somebody in today's world is your time and your insights. And the things that make America great are the advice we give to our young people. And the guild societies back in the day, they did okay. So I want to thank our guests today. I want to thank Matt Gold. I want to thank Victor Franks. I want to thank Hugo Perez and then Gail Nelson, SVP of the Big Brothers and Big Sisters. I want to thank Lolly Green, MSW, that's Masters of Social Work, for her kind thoughts on how to get rid of all the aggravation. I want to thank our board op, Juan Gill, for keeping it steady. And I want to thank you, our listeners. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show. Please send me an email at jim@freedonbusiness.com. That's F-R-I-E-D on business. This is Jim Freed. Look for us on 880 a.m. next Thursday and every Thursday at 5. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Don't tug on Superman's cape. Jim, I don't.